Shuris Yerushalmi corresponding to Shuris Bavli, Daf Mem Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Amalachin Voni, ten li bedina peiroi finosan lai, amalai ten li esadina, amalai nasatev lacha, or nasatoi manpili. The Mishnah says, Reuben asked Shimon, who was a grocer, for a dinar's worth of peiroi. Shimon gave to him and asked for the money. Reuben said, I already gave you. You put it in your pouch. Yishama balabayis. Reuben swears that he gave to him and he can keep the peiros. Nosalei sadina, amalei tenli hapeiros, amalei nasatim lecha, veilachtim nasich beischa. Reuben gave a dinner to Shimon and asked for the peiros. Shimon said, I already gave to you, and you took them to your house. Yishama chenvani. Shimon then swears that he gave to him and he's exempt. Yehuda aimer, kol she hapeiros biyodo, yodo leilyona. Yehuda says that whoever holds the peiros in his hand has the upper hand. In the previous case, Reuben need not swear. Amale shulchani tenli bedina mois, v'nasanlai amale tenli esadina amale nasativ lacha, v'nasatoi banfili. Reuben asked Shimon, a money changer, for a dinner's worth of small coins. Shimon gave them to him and asked for the dinner. Reuben said, I already gave to you and you put it in your pouch. Yishava balabayis. There, Reuben swears that he gave to him and he keeps the coins. Nasanlai esadina. Amalei ten li es hamois, amalei nosatim lecha, yishlachtem lesoich kischa. Reuben asked Shimon for the smaller coins to which he already gave a dinar. Shimon said, I already gave to you and you put it in your wallet. Yishava shulchani, Shimon swears that he gave to him and he's exempt. Reb Yehuda aimer, ein derech shulchani leis noisen isa ad you noitel es dinoi. Reb Yehuda says that a money changer does not give an isa small coin before he receives a dinar, which is a bigger coin. The Gemara says that Bichanina Amar Machlekes. Bichanina says that there's an argument about our Mishnah. Rabbi holds that also here he swears only if he partially admits. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emos Haibazman Shehaisa HaKupa Menachas Ben Shneihem Amar Haisa Yotza Mitachas Yudei Echad Mehem. The Gemara asks a question from Advisor of Rabbi Yehuda. When is this? It's when the box of Peiros is resting between them. But if one of them is holding it, then we have a Moitzim Mechareva Raya. The onus of proof is the one who wants to extract it, and the muchzuk does not need to swear. The Yehuda said that he swears only if he partially admits. Oid hiyei b'machlekes. The answer is, also this is an argument, just like in our Mishnah, Yehuda requires partial admission, but he didn't mention it, also in this b'risa. Ata d'teima b'achsanoi, avar b'ben ir, tachal yitein isa ad shulei yitzol dinoi. The Gemara points out that our Mishnah, Yehuda refers to a visitor, but for someone of the city, a manager would give an isa before he receives his dinar. And the next Mishnah says, Kashem she'amru ha'pegemes k'zubasa le'tifa le'bishua, ve'eid echad me'ida shifu'a le'tifa le'bishua. Just like Chacham say that pegemes k'zubasa, which is a woman who admits that she received part of a k'zub already, she collects the rest only with a shua, and if one witness testifies that it was paid, she collects only with a shua. Menechatim ha'mshivadim, ha'mnichse yisaymim, v'ha'nifas shel b'fanav le'tifa le'bishua. And from property that the borrower sold, or from property of orphans, or one who collects in the owner's absence, one collects only with a shua. V'chinei yisoyim lo yifu ela b'shua, sholei pikadnu abba, sholei omar lanu abba, v'sholei matzinu shtar ben shtar roisav shel abba sheshtar zeparua. Similarly, orphans must swear to collect from other orphans, and say, Father didn't instruct us not to collect this document, or Father didn't tell us that this document was paid, nor did we find a document amongst father's documents that's saying that this document is paid. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, she'afilu noilad haben la'acha mitzvah av, hari zeh nishpa menoitel. Yochanan ben Broika testified that even if the son was born after the father died, he swears that he didn't find a receipt, and he collects. Roshim begamlil oimeh, im yesh eidim, she'omah ha'av b'shaf misosay shtar zeh en leparua noitel sholoi b'shua. Rashi Megamil says that if witnesses testify that just before the father died, he said the document was not paid, the orphans collect without swearing. The Gemara says, Amar Bizeira, Kul hoin ke'in shuas Torah yoldu lahen. Bizeira says that all of these enactments are like Torah shuas, which means that they're not truly Torah shuas, such as a real Torah shuas would have been made b'mikzas. Uksubas isha loy huchzaka b'yada, should say lahagvois ela kami shegavas mikan vehelech, vehu should say katoiva imashta shamasayim parua v'yomeres mala leitifa el b'shua. The source is that a woman's kibba, she's not muhsak, that she already collected it. Rather, she swears and collects to show that it's not a Torah shua. Rather, we consider it as if she collects from now and onwards. He's like one who claims that she seeks to collect from him with a paid document of 200, and she says that she is still owed 100. She collects only with the shua. Tamantaninan hapegemeth k'subasa leitifa el b'shua. The Mishnah there in Ksubas teaches that one who is pegemis haksuba collects only with a shua. Ketzad, haisa ksubasa elevzuz v'amala his kabalt ksubasich v'hi yometh l'kiz kabalti elamana leitif elevishua. What's the case? Her ksuba is 1,000, and he tells her you collected your ksuba, and she says I collected only 100. She collects only with a shua. Tani hapegemis avaloi hapecheses. The Baisa says that this refers to a pegemis, but not to a pecheses, which is one who reduces. If a ksuba says 200 and she says that from the beginning it was 100, then she collects without a shua, for there were no dealings between them. However, pegemeth is like a case of moedim and mixas. Rav Chista, bo begin to halach taltin psiosa, umevnei pshipagnum beistin at ama eina goiva. Rav Chista objects in Sanhedrin of Abitur that if a man was pegem his document in beistin and he died, his son does not collect. Is it because he took two steps? Because he was pogam in Beis Din, you say that he does not collect. If he was pogam outside of Beis Din, he collects. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yannai, ein ifam minichsa yisoymim, ktanim, ela, b'sha, ribis eicheles boi. Rabbi Yochanan quoting Rabbi Yannai said that we collect from minors or minor orphan property only if ribis is accumulating against them, such as if the lender is a Gentile. We do so because it saves money for them. Rabbi Nassan Omer, aflux of his isha, Rabbi Nassan says we collect from their property even to pay ksuba. Amba Vimana we play Mazonis. Vimana says this is due to food, means once they pay her ksuba, she's no longer fed from the estate. Amba Vimitanya, man chayesh le Mazonis, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, she says Mazonis, hadavatoli. Rabbi Masanya says that who is concerned for food? It's Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon says it depends on food. Man, she says Rabbanon, what is Rabbanon's reasoning to collect a ksuba from minor orphans? Meshum chena kadeshu kosim alea lisaena. The answer is due to grace, means to encourage marriage, as people will be eager to marry the widow because she has property. Rabbi Nassan Omer ach legazela ul nizakim. Rabbi Nassan says even theft and damage we collect from minor orphans. Amar Yosi afan taninan tau tehoin. Rabbi Yosi says we learn both of these in Mishnayos. Legazela mehacha im hayadavas yesh bei achrayes chayav l'shalim. We learn theft from the Mishnah that says if a man died and he had stolen something from with Achrayas, the heir must pay. The Nizokin mehacha einifam minichta yisomim ktanim ela miziburus. Kine masnitha einifam minichta yisomim ktanim le nizokim ela miziburus. We learn damage from the Mishnah where it says for damage we collect from orphan property only from ziburus, which is low quality land. V'hatani yamoid aben tachas ha'av ha'nizokim shamin lahem be'idis avalachoy be'beinis. We have a contradiction from a Braisa. The son stands in place of his father. Damage is collected from Idis, which is best quality land, a creditor from Beinonis, which is middle quality land, and a Ksuba from Zibuus, which is low quality land. Amr B'yosi B'rabun should say, Kan B'yosin Godel, Kan B'yosin Kotten. B'yosi B'rabun comes to resolve it. Here, the Braisa teaches an adult son is in place of his father to pay damage from Idis, high quality land, discusses an adult orphan. And here, the Mishnah that says that we collect damage from orphan property only from Ziburus, which is poor quality land, discusses a minor orphan. Hachad Amma ein nishpoim al tanis cheresh reitiv v'kotten, Hachad Amma aval nishpoim l'kotten l'hegdush. The Gemara asks that here you say that we don't swear due to the claim of a cheresh, a lunatic, or a minor, and here you say that we swear to a minor or hegdush. When Ephraim l'chli kotten, the answer is we swear to a minor when we collect from the minor's property, but it's not due to his claim, rather due to ribis or food, as we explained. The Gemara asks, our Mishnah taught that one collects in the owner's absence only with a shura. Do we collect from someone in his absence? Rabbi Yirmi answers that the case is that ribis is accumulating. Does Beis Din collect ribis? The answer is the case is when he was an arev, a guarantor for a loan from a Gentile. If he himself borrowed from a Gentile, we would not collect from his property, lest he does not really owe. Regarding an Arev, though, we can say that the borrower is here and agrees that he owes. Lichsa Omar Koimei Rabbi Mana. Anan avdin tavus sagin minchain, anan mishalchin diak tikmatin in asa hatvus vin, lai asa han anan machaltin nichsui. Lichse said to Rabmana, we in Babel do better than you know to Saul. We send warning to someone before we collect from his property in his absence. If he comes, it's fine. If not, we give his property to the claimant. Amalei af anan avdin kain machuzinan shlishim yoimin in asa tavus viloi machaltinan nichsui. Rabmana said, we also do this. We announce for 30 days that we'll give his property to the claimant. If he comes, it's fine. If not, we give his property. Amalei, he adds machad to have a bezoi rechiki. Lichsa said, well, think about it. If the defendant was far away, he won't hear the announcements. Amalei anan mishalchen shloisha igrois chada goi shloishim yoimin v'chada goi shloishim yoimin v'chada goi shloishim yoimin in asa hatavus v'iloi v'chaltinan nechsui. Rabbana says we send three letters to summon them to Beis Din. One is within 30 days of the claim, one within 30 days of the first, one within 30 days of the second. If he comes, it's fine. If not, we give his property. Amar Bichanina, Usha Omad Bedin, Ubarach, Avelim Loy Omad Bedin, Le Machaltinan, Veloy Machazinan. Bichanina says that this is if he stood in Din and he fled, but if he didn't stand in Din, we don't give his property right away. Rather, first we announce. Ashkach teima Hanan v'Shimon shnehim amudav echad heich ma the teima halacha kechanan with the gavasa halacha k'Shimon. A Mishnah in Ksuvos teaches that if a man went overseas and his wife requests food, Hanan says that she swears only at the end when she collects haksuba. And in the Mishnah in the ninth perek there, k'Shimon says that as long as a widow does not claim her haksuba, the heirs cannot make her swear about food. When you investigate, you'll find that Hanan and k'Shimon taught the same matter. Just like you say that the halacha follows Chanan, similarly the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. Rav Omar meis haloive hamalve nishba liyoshav v'apila meis hamalve yoshe malve nishba liyoshav. Rav says that our Mishnah taught that one collects some property of orphans only with a shura, and similarly orphans collect only with a shura. If the borrower died, the lender swears to his heirs. And even if the lender died, the lender's heirs swear to the borrower. Avalim meis loive tchila v'chachach Hamalve kvar nischay v'malve lebnei loive shura v'ein ademoyish shuasay lebonov. However, if the borrower died first and after the lender died, the lender was already obligated in the shura to the borrower's sons, and one cannot bequeath a shura, meaning the right to swear and collect, to his sons. Shom Rav Yochan v'omer Yochan haloi v'chadi. Rav Yochan heard this and said, will the borrower's heirs consume the lender's money and rejoice? While the lender's heirs swear that their father did not say that the debt was paid, and they collect. Ruchia bar Ashi b'shem Rav Shtar shtei simpoin hayotz mitachas yudei hamalve b'ksav yodoi posel ani oimim mitasek hayisa b'shtar yisecha. Ruchia bar Ashi, quoting Rav, said that if a lender holds a simpoin, which is a receipt, in his own handwriting, it's posel, because they say you were engaging in your document and you prepared it in case a bar will pay you. Ha mitachas yudei acher kosher. But the Gemara asks, if someone else holds it, is it kosher? Rabbi Avina b'shem Shmuel la'olam pasul ad sheyetze shzei mitachas yidei haloive oy shluchoi. The answer is no. Avina taught in the name of Shmuel that it's pasul unless the borrower or his shliach holds it. My kadoin, and the Gemara asks, our Mishnah says that orphans swear we do not find a simpoin among his documents saying the document was paid, meaning that if they found one, we follow it. How do we answer this? Amar b'yosi b'rabun tipata d'vei akol b'daitiki. Rabbi Yosi b'rabun answered that it's like everyone, it discusses a command, and would not give a command to discredit his document unless it was truly paid.